It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado cities have a new way to try to get developers to build affordable housing. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Governor Jared Polis signed a law Friday that allows cities to require that residential development includes lower-cost units. It opens the door for a kind of rent control on new construction. Here's Denver Councilmember Robin Kneach.
No one claims it's the solution to every problem, but it could be important for those communities facing a lot of development and growth.
Some cities already have these programs, but a state Supreme Court decision from 2000 has limited how much they can be used. The new law overrides that, though cities will still have to give developers other options, such as paying fees instead of building lower-cost units. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Denver will keep some control over large indoor events, even as the state eliminates most remaining COVID restrictions. The Denver Health Department said yesterday that indoor events with 2,000 or more people will still need city approval. The state, on Sunday, lifted restrictions on indoor events. Community clinics in Pueblo hope to improve that county's vaccination rate, KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
Randy Addington with Medicaid partner Health Colorado says getting people vaccinated is about being present where they are.
We have several local partners, you know, that are in neighborhoods that people recognize. And, you know, they say, oh, well, I'm going to go there because I know I can.
Addington says some clients told her the military presence at the Colorado State Fairgrounds was one reason they didn't feel comfortable going. Next up for the organization is creating vaccine sites with community partners in the San Luis Valley and Chaffee County. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
The University of Colorado has named its new interim president. CU Senior Vice President and Chief Financial Officer Todd Solomon will take over July 1st. The Board of Regents confirmed his temporary appointment Tuesday. He succeeds Mark Kennedy, who will vacate his post early following widespread disapproval from faculty and students over his leadership. The Regents will continue their search for a permanent replacement, which Solomon says he will not pursue. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.